This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines down to the bottom line. In response to the rising threat of online scams and slander, the Malaysian government recently announced that it's set to introduce an AI portal designed to help the public identify and combat digital fraud. This initiative integrates advanced AI technologies with existing platforms, and it aims to bolster public safety and restore trust in the digital realm. According to the communications minister, Fahmi Fazil, that is still in its early stages, however. The portal is necessary to ensure the public can trust the content that they encounter online. And if any doubts arise, the public can consult the portal for verification. Now, this portal is an expansion of the special segment BR Betul, featured on the national public broadcast station RTM channels. In addition, the portal will complement the functionality of existing platforms like Sewenarnya.my under the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, the MCMC, MyCheck.my, managed by the Malaysian National News Agency, Bernama. And this effort is expected to streamline this process for the public to easily search and verify any received information. It promises a user-friendly interface and multilingual support, and represents a significant step forward in enhancing digital literacy and security nationwide. Now, to shed light on the feasibility of this new AI portal, I'll be speaking with my long-term friend, CF Fung, the executive chairman of LGMS Berhad and a committee member of the cybersecurity chapter of PCOM. And in the meantime, if you have any thoughts or questions you'd like to ask myself or the guest today, you can WhatsApp our U mobile number at 018-789-8899 or reach out to us on X at BFM Radio. CF, not very often we get to speak about something potentially positive here on the show when I have you along. How are you?
Doing well, thank you, Richard.
Good to have you back. Now, let's start off fairly simply. AI, as we know, is that topic of discussion, and it seems to be that everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon one way or another. Is this just a case of that, or is this something genuine? And what AI technologies are being used that we know of in this portal to help detect scams and potential slander?
Well, I think the overall direction using AI is very good because it shows that the government actually taking initiatives to leveraging on the latest technologies and to solve day-to-day's problem. Now, one of the things I would like to highlight is that AI, still being AI as a tool, AI still lack of ability to make judgment. So you see, the thing is, what the government is planning to do is to leverage on AI to be able to tell whether the, you know, whether news or a fact is a fact, or to determine whether it, you know, there's rumors, it is true or fake. It is kind of hard for AI to do so unless we train the AI prior to letting the AI to make the decision. So AI at this stage is still at the stage of required training. We are unable still to depending on the AI to make a decision or even an ethical decision for us at this moment.
Do we have any indications to what software they might be using so far?
I have no idea. I don't think the government has shared any bits of details about the software, but there's but what I'm eager to see is how they're going to leverage on the AI to be able to determine whether a news is fake or not.
Right.
But in order to do so, we still require the human elements to train the AI in, to be able to tell, you know, something is fake and something is not.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, they're still going to be having to have a human being to kind of sift through some of the stuff and help teach the AI as it's working through its progress.
Yes, having said that, but AI is good to use to do repetitive tasks. For example, if we have a lot of news on the social media to ingest into the AI, then AI can do a very quick and efficient way to ingest the data and be able to tell which are the articles or data are written by AI, number one.
Got it.
Are written by AI, or whether or not these are facts or these are true news. And that is subject to be seen, because it's depending on the training that we human have done on the AI.
Got it. Now, how do you think they're going to kind of tie in with the existing platforms that already exist, like the ones that I mentioned in the setup, Sebanania.my, MyCheck.my? How is it going to link in with those?
I think the way how I see it is AI will be a more like a complementary tools, because Sebanania and all these news portals already have the clarification coming from the government. The government could have easily used this clarification, feed into the AI, tell the AI these are the facts, and go out and hunt for any news that contradict with these facts and label them as fake. So I think AI will be used as a, you know, as an ingestion engine to go to sift through all of these postings from social media, from different channels, and effectively it will still help the government to have an effective way to manage a news.
Do we know how the public can access it and start to engage with this AI tool when it does eventually come out?
I think public will eventually still be the end users of the results. I don't think the government will have an open the AI engine for the public to use it. I think most likely we will still be the end user of the news articles.
So it's not like we can actually go there and like submit our own articles as of yet. No.
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
That could lead to potential, I'm guessing, hundreds and maybe potentially thousands of stories being delivered to it. I don't know.
Yeah, first of all, I don't think the government will want to open up the AI to be trained by the public, right?
Right.
So I think eventually what the public is doing is getting a one-way direction news from the government, from the portal.
Yeah.
So I think this will be a more logical way to look at things.
So you say that we still have to train this AI. Now, I'm guessing when the AI is engaged and when it is being used, how does this portal then, I guess, ensure the legitimate content is not mistakenly flagged as fraudulent or defamatory?
Yeah, this is also subject to the maturity of the AI and also subject to the way how we train the AI. It's still very much human dependent. AI being AI is still an engine, it's still a software. But whatever input that goes in has to be precise, accurate, so that the software will perform as it's intended to be. So AI is not a silver bullet for everything. It's not a it's there for everything. So it's just a tool. But AIs can help us in analyzing and help us in doing a lot of repetitive tasks efficiently. And that's a plus point of what we are having using AI.
So one of the things that comes up regularly is kind of, you know, whistleblowing, privacy, security, things that me and you are very familiar with and we've had many discussions around. Sure. Are there any privacy safeguards in place or do you think should be in place for users when they do report potential scams or potential slander?
So by not knowing how this portal works, I would expect the portal will also getting inputs from the users, getting reports from the users. Whether or not the inputs will compromise the users' privacy or not, this is subject to be seen. But I think more concerning is that how does the government able to tell whatever inputs is coming from the users are genuine, true? I think this is going to be one of the challenges that the government has to consider, you know, before they take the user input and put it into AI and train the AI.
Yeah, okay. I need to take a short break here, folks. Of course, this is Enterprise Explores, the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines down to the bottom line. I'm speaking with CF Fung, the executive chairman of LGMS Rehad and a committee member of the cybersecurity chapter of PCOM. We're discussing the feasibility of a new AI portal by the Malaysian government designed to help the public identify and combat digital fraud. I'm Rich Bradbury. We'll be back after a few messages. Keep it here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Big front man, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Enterprise Explores. This is the show where we help you navigate the ever-changing universe of business from the headlines down to the bottom line. We're discussing the feasibility of a new AI portal by the Malaysian government designed to help the public identify and combat digital fraud. On the phone line with me is CF Fung, the executive chairman of LGMS Berhad and a committee member of the cybersecurity chapter of PCOM. Okay, we kind of touched on it a little bit, CF, just before the break. But when we look at something like this, how accurate can it actually be? And what are the measures for ensuring that the AI portal's responses are likely to be accurate?
Now, first of all, I don't think the public will have a direct access to the AI. AI is most likely will be used at the back end for the government. So And this makes a lot of sense, because if you open up the AI to the public, it will be subject to a lot of, it could be abuse, it could be, something that's negative. You do not want AI to ingest in fake or real, a mixture of different kind of information, right? So most likely I would see the AI will be used at the back end by the government to process inputs coming from the public. But still, we foresee that there's still a human dependency on the filtering. The human still need to play an important part in this picture to determine whether whatever is fact and non-fact and fit into the AI. Will be likely used just as a supplement to read through social media postings and report. Yeah.
I mean, it's in my head, it's a little worrying because we look at tools that are already out there. If you look at platforms like Twitter and Facebook and all of these platforms that over the past few years, specifically when elections have been happening or campaigns have been happening, we've seen so much fake news been posted and we've seen so much of these platforms kind of being manipulated. And even with platforms that are that big and have huge amounts of money and resources, this kind of data and fake data is still getting through. That, for me, is a concern. Wouldn't it be for you?
It is a major concern. In fact, we are not dealing with just articles, written articles. We are looking at videos, voice clips that were produced by AI. AI can easily use deepfake to impersonate a politician and make certain statements, and AI is currently, right now, is a big threat. At the same time, it's a big help. At the same time, it's a big threat. So even for social media platforms themselves, to read through all this information, it is not an easy task.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm an Apple user. And when I open up my Safari and it tells me, we blocked this amount of potential intrusions for you. We blocked this amount of things for you. And it feels like in some ways it's a small victory because I know that the software is working on my behalf and it's telling me and announcing to me, this is how successful we have been in blocking these intrusions. Something like that reassures me. Now, of course, the government want to be assertive with this. They'll want to reassure the public that this AI portal that they've released is actually working and is, a positive thing. How would they go about the communicating the effectiveness of this tool to the public? I mean, we've had our issues with the trust within, let's say, IT infrastructure within the government and within some of those announcements. We've been a little bit skeptical, not just me and you, but the general public in general. How do they kind of say, okay, look, it's working and this is how we can prove it?
Yeah, I think this is a very valid concern. You see, when the government don't have a portal that's supposed to be authenticating, whatever news and facts, right? So we also expect to see this portal is going to be as secure as it should be. Right. So I think this is one of the things that I would say the government would need to pay a lot of attention to, because people will refer this portal for authenticating news and facts, right? So just in case, if there's any intrusion of the portal, the hackers may not take down the portals, but what is more scarier is the hackers will place the supposedly to be facts news to something malicious or something that's not true and try to mislead the public from there. I think this is also, I think that from a security standpoint, this is the only concern that I may have, one of the only concerns I have.
Okay, just to wrap up before we go into another break, do you think this is enough of an initiative tying in with the other national efforts to help improve digital literacy and security?
Well, I think this is a good start. The government is moving forward with AI. AI is, like I say, it can be used as a very effective tool, an efficient tool to validate information. But whether to depend on AI to make decision, I think we're still a long distance to go. We may not expect the AI to make the decision for us to determine whether the news is true or fake, but using AI to effectively go through a huge amount of data, then it is effective.
I don't know, CF. I mean, on one hand, it feels positive. On the other hand, it feels as though it's just creating something for creating something's sake. And I hope it's not that situation. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think at least we see there's some good initiatives starting from the government, but we just have to do a fact check, you know, what we're going to, you have to have a, we need to have a good grasp of what is that, what are the expectations, right? AI is not going to replace human anytime soon for this matter. We are still required human power. And when we talk about human power, we also need to look at the capacity of a government, our current administrations. Do they have enough resources to allocate into these projects to make sure that AI works as intended to be? There's a lot of other questions behind the scene as well.
I mean, it makes me wonder, you know, how do we as human beings even get to verify this information? You know, even we doubt ourselves, and when we're feeding it into a machine that then has to rely back to us to verify that information, that becomes a bit of a concern for me.
Yes. I think there's always a balance we need to strike in between. So at least at one point now, we are using the tools to help us to ingest through a huge amount of information. So instead of depending on human, we can use the tool. But to authenticate whether something is true or not, we still need human. There's nothing else can be done to replace that.
It does feel a bit like a vicious cycle, though, you know. Rubbish in, rubbish out.
Yes.
You know, this thing is going to have to be continuously trained, isn't it?
Yes. And also we need to ensure that we have enough human capacity to train the AI. The AI will not run by itself, right? We need to continuously train the AI with human involvement.
CF, as ever, short but sweet. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Folks, I've been speaking with CF Fung, the executive chairman of LGMS Berhad and a committee member of the cybersecurity chapter of PCOM. If you did miss any part of our conversation, you can catch the podcast on our website at bfm.my or download that BFM app, which is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Looking ahead, we've got the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news bulletin. I'm Rich Bradbury. Keep it here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.